This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610, presented by Carbox Hopadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
It's Eric Bieniemy Love Fest. I get it.
I'm in.
I'm running it like Eric Bieniemy back.
Sports Radio 610 coaches poll. Eric Bieniemy is the overall overwhelming one seed. He's the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to be a head coach in the NFL sooner rather than later. And a lot of people, including Deshaun Watson's quarterback coach, want Eric Bieniemy to be the next coach of the Houston Texans. Here's just a little taste of Eric Bieniemy, the man, the motivator, the guy who is Andy Reid's right-hand man when it comes to calling plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. A motivational piece from the guy. It seems like most people want to be head coach of the Texans.
Sometimes professional sports have a tendency to think that it's all about the numbers and the egos. And sometimes I think people forget that we play a team game. This is what has made us special. Our guys are going to do whatever is needed to go out and win. Because when it's all said and done with, we talk about this each and every week. It's not about the numbers. Okay, it's about the alphabets. And the only two alphabets that matter in this industry is a W and the L. Whatever we have to do to get that W, that's all what matters. And then you know what? We're going to come back, put a game plan together for the following week, and we're going to get it going and get ready to go. Yes, ideally, we want all of our players to have all the success that they can. But we do know this. If we can do this together and do it for one another and do it the right way, okay, it'll give us a chance to have a chance to go out and pursue the goals that we want to pursue.
There you go, Eric Bieniemy. I'm crying. That was emotional, Eric. Thank you.
I will not be anti-Eric Bieniemy.
Not anti-Bieniemy, but I think we need to tap the brakes on assuming that this guy is the reason why the Kansas City Chiefs are the Kansas City Chiefs. I think much like we look at Belichick,
he's part of the reason.
He's part of the reason, but I don't know how much of a large piece of the pie he deserves. I mean, you have an offense with the best array of talent in the NFL, starting with the quarterback. You have the quarterback who's the best quarterback, the most talented quarterback that we've seen in a long time, the most accomplished quarterback up to this point in his career. Mm-hmm. And you have a future Hall of Famer and one of the best offensive minds of all time. It's much like whenever a Matt Patricia or, you know, a Bill Belichick defensive coordinator gets a job and we wonder, well, how much of a hand did he really have in things? Yes, he's calling the defense, but how much of a hand did he have? I think those questions about Eric Bieniemy are valid. And that's why I think there are better candidates. And I think that there is one candidate that I am riding or dying with that doesn't even coach offense, that coaches defense. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'd be disappointed with Bieniemy. I would just say I would tap the brakes a little bit in acting like you're getting some sort of genius on offense if you do get Bieniemy.
Look, I'm with you. I think there's a lot of things that give him the edge. I think there's people that I respect and people that are respected in the NFL that are waiting, you know, for him to become a successful head coach and expect him to become a successful head coach. So I will, if they end up and land on Bieniemy,
I'll be his biggest fan.
Exactly.
I will be his biggest fan. I will be his biggest supporter. I will understand it. And look, there's been guys that Andy Reid has had as offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy, Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl.
But
I know things are down in Philadelphia. But I do think.
But he's my number two. He's not a scrub, but he's my number two. But he's my number two.
I would be fine with it. And, it seems, and it seems like Deshaun's quarterback coach, Quincy Avery, and Deshaun want him as coach. So there's that.
Quincy Avery tweeted not long ago, about 20 minutes ago, Eric Bieniemy's, you know, press availability that we've, you know, we've heard, and said, I cannot wait for him to become somebody's head coach. Quincy Avery is Deshaun Watson's quarterback coach.
Look, I would have no problem with it. But if you ask me right now who I think makes the most sense for the Houston Texans, I think it's defensive coordinator Robert Saleh of the San Francisco 49ers.
And I'm
I think
with you on
Deshaun
that
Watson, the way he's played since King Bill left, shows that he was not that far off from producing at a very high level. The offense the last 2 weeks over the course of a season would be second in points per game and second in yards. The defense is depleted, and it's going to be hard to fix that defense. So I think bringing in a defensive guy like a Robert Saleh, who has the 49ers playing not as high of a level as they have in recently, but he does have a lot of injuries. He's one of those guys that's motivational. He's one of those defensive guys, and he would be able to bring with him one of the run game or pass game coordinators that is a Shanahan understudy, whether it's LaFleur or McDaniel, to come here and call the offense for Deshaun Watson. You heard Bieniemy motivate. Let's give Robert Saleh a chance to lift up the skirts of all these Bieniemy people. Here's Robert Saleh, one of the most emotional guys on the sidelines, talking about what the process is of hiring the right coaching staff.
Your staff completes you. He said this, and I'm really just repeating it, but your staff completes you. I can ask every single person in this room to describe a great coach. We all think we're great coaches. And the reality is we are all great coaches. But describe a great coach, and I promise you'll describe yourself. It's inherent. It's unconscious. If I ask Raheem Morris to describe a great coach, he's going to describe himself. If I ask Eric Bieniemy to describe a great coach, he's going to describe himself. We go back to what we learned with Pete Carroll in connecting to and understanding ourselves. Staff diversity goes beyond the color of our skin. And this is what Braves was getting to. You have to know your weaknesses. You have to connect to and understand yourself. And you have to understand what you can't give a player. No one coach can give a player everything. So, no, it's not good to hire 20 Robert Salas on a staff. Sure, I think I'm a hell of a coach, but there are things that I can't do that D'Amico Ryans can, or Chris Kocurek,
there we go,
or Joe Woods, who's now at Cleveland, or Jeff Hafley, who's at Boston College, or Johnny Holland, or Daniel Bullitt. There are things that they can do that one another can't, but together we make a staff. And so, yes, you want different race, you want different personalities, you need different values, but together, when you put together your staff, understand that you're bringing people who do things that you can.
That was at the Minority Coaching Summits. Robert Saleh, coach under Pete Carroll, coaches under Kyle Shanahan.
That's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there.
Could use a defensive mind. Here's Good Morning Football on NFL Network, J-Lo, talking about our guy, our choice to be the Texans' next head coach, Robert Saleh.
And the man of the highlight and the man is defensive coordinator Robert Saleh. If you did not see this game, it was a defensive showcase, and Saleh was the story, celebrating every which way on the sidelines, and that is what he does. He has the intensity. If you're wondering who he is and where he came from, he was with Kyle Shanahan in Houston. He was with Pete Carroll in Seattle. He was under Gus Bradley in Jacksonville. And Saleh's story is amazing. About 10 years ago, he was an analyst at Comerica Bank in Detroit. And he was like, I love football. I want to get into this. Left a very high-paying job.
Comerica Bank Stadium?
No, Comerica, the actual bank.
What?
Leaves to take a job as a quality control coach, makes no money, earns his way up the ladder, and now is in his third year as defensive coordinator, is getting head coaching talk. Those players love him. He is as intense off the field as he is on the field. Robert Saleh is the story this morning, and that defense deserves every bit of credit.
You know what his pregame routine is?
Roberts, oh, I saw. Was it you that tweeted that video?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
You know what it is, Fig?
Yeah.
He runs the stadium.
Like the whole stadium.
He runs up the stairs of the stadium.
Yeah.
He doesn't order a thing of pancakes and some eggs or something like that, the right meal. The dude runs the stadium. There was a video of a game being played in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he's just running the stadium. They played in Green Bay, and it was snowing.
Yeah.
and he was running the stadium. The guy's intense. Here's more from In the Loop's Choice, Robert Saleh, talking about his intensity with Cooper Manning.
It always comes out on Sunday. I'll be honest, all that emotion is it's more of my excitement for the players and the success they're having. You know, it's I always tell people it's like when my little kid does something that's really cool and I get really excited for him. It's the same thing that happens on Sunday. Those guys put in so much work and they work so hard and they play with one another so well that when it happens on Sunday and you see the success they're having, I can't help but feel excited for them. And so that's kind of what happens on Sunday. And I hopefully we get a lot of those moments coming up. So.
And when you're doing that in front of your children, what are they doing? Are they getting into it? Are they doing the same thing?
I think they think I'm nuts.
And then how about after a game, after a big win, when everything's going great, especially an emotional win late in the fourth quarter, how long does it take you to cool down?
It takes me a while. My wife would be yelling at me because it's 2 a.m. She's like, put your phone down. I'm like, it's hard to turn off after those games. But as soon as Monday rolls around, just got to get ready for the next one. So.
Robert Saleh, 10 years younger than Eric Bieniemy, by the way. Bieniemy's 51. Robert Saleh's 41 years old. And again, you get the Shanahan coaching tree still. You get LaFleur, you get McDaniel. You get one of the best, most motivated, most emotional coaches in the NFL and Robert Saleh.
Both of these guys, I feel, are going to be successful. One of them will be immensely successful.
And let's
successful.
Make it clear, we love them both. We yeah. just have our choice. The official choice of this show is Robert Saleh.
I just looked up... an old story I wrote about Eric Bieniemy. You ready?
Let me guess.
How far back do you think it goes?
I bet it's 1992. I bet it's the Cordell Stewart Westbrook game where he was running back at Colorado.
You're close. January 2nd, 1991.
Okay.
Miami, Florida. The old Orange Bowl.
Okay.
Notre Dame, Colorado.
Okay.
I'm going to read a little bit of it for you.
Go ahead.
You'll remember this. It was as easy as it should have been for the Colorado Buffaloes. They didn't have a ghost of a chance. They didn't have the speed or the time or any apparent hope to catch up to a national championship dream that was streaking down the sideline like, yes, a rocket. They were hurt and humbled and shocked. They were number one with the impossible job of trying to catch a bullet. But wait. Fifth down came dressed in a yellow handkerchief Tuesday night.
Oh, fifth down.
At the FedEx Orange Bowl. And the national championship that slipped away a year ago came in a 10-9 Colorado win over Notre Dame on Tuesday night. Thanks to Eric Bieniemy.
That's so cool.
It was fitting that it should end this way, Colorado coach Bill McCartney said. One more time we pulled it out. One more time it seemed impossible.
Fifth down. That was one of the most historic
endings. That wasn't
the
fifth down. I said fifth down came dressed as a yellow handkerchief. Because remember, Rocket Ismail caught a punt, clinching punt. They were up 9-7, I believe, or 9-3. And he was going for the clinching touchdown, but there was a clipping call on the thing. So I said fifth down came dressed as a yellow handkerchief. Fifth down was the year before.
That was Colorado again, right?
Yeah, Colorado.
Boy, they were in some drama in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Cordell Stewart to Westbrook, that and
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So... whenever you would cover a college game, did they just look at the schedule and say this is the biggest game you go here, or did they plan ahead of time?
The best time of my life as a writer, not the most lucrative, and not the most prestigious, because that would have been when I was an actual columnist. But the best fun I had, most fun I had, was covering college football from January 1st, 1990 until 1997 when I became a columnist. I would call my editor or meet with my editor and say, I think this is the game we need to cover.
Oh, okay, so you got to do it. They didn't
I got
it.
To pick it. So that's why I picked. I got Catholic versus Convicts. I got Colorado Notre Dame. I got UCLA USC. I got Washington, you know, when Washington State, when Leaf was there. I got, you know, Texas versus Ohio State and all these. Well, I was a columnist for that in 05. But either way, I could just every week I would pick like 3 or 4 weeks out, and then you have to see how the season goes. Like all of a sudden, if some team gets hot, and they're the number one team in the country. Well, I'm going to change that to, you know, Michigan versus Colorado, which I was at that game too. So it was awesome.
That's awesome.
That's out. So shout out to Lima Swede for the catch in that Texas Ohio State game, by the way.
Hell of a play.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. SportsRadio610.com for that coach's bracket. There's great choices. Bieniemy would be a great choice.
Somebody says
show,
fold the franchise if they don't pick one of these two dudes.
Just likes Robert Saleh. We're Team Saleh, but we understand the fascination with Eric Bieniemy. Sunday is going to be decided as the roof is open at NRG, by
Uh-oh.
The way.
Uh-oh.
It's open.
The sun is shining.
It's beautiful. The sun is shining. And in that very stadium, it is going to be decided by the matchups on the outside. You have the former Notre Dame Fighting Irish receiver, who could be auditioning for his new team, versus the cockiest dude in the NFL. We're going to look on the outside heading into Sunday next.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Presented by Carbox Hopadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Everyone likes a game within a game. I think it adds to the experience. When you spend 3 hours of your life at least watching a game, it's always nice when there's something that you can watch. A one-on-one matchup. I think back to the... Yep. 80s, Dominique Wilkins versus Larry Bird. Oh. That type of one-on-one matchup.
Language.
I mean, J.J. Watt versus Taylor Lewan last week with the Tennessee Titans. Those are the matchups that make a great experience of watching a game even greater. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have a couple of those on Sunday that could very well decide the game, but if they don't, it's going to be interesting to see who gets the best of the other guy. You remember back in the day, Deion Sanders versus Michael Irvin.
Oh,
just a wide receiver
God,
versus a corner on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Little Rod Woodson on the outside going against Jerry Rice.
Yep.
It's fun to watch corners and receivers do battle. But a lot of times in today's NFL, with the V word, versatility,
mm-hmm.
you don't necessarily have corners that follow around the
and
other
the
team's best
receiver. And the defensive schemes that have changed. For that reason, too.
But on Sunday, I think we're going to get a little taste of some old school battles, some game inside the game on the outside on
both sides. Yeah.
Whether it's the Texans having the ball or the Packers having the ball. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the Texans because Will Fuller is Deshaun Watson's favorite target. He's the one that he trusts the most. Will Fuller has the respect. Mm-hmm. of the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur was at Notre Dame when Will Fuller was. Listen to Matt LaFleur, the Green Bay Packers' second-year head coach, gush about number 15 for your Houston Texans.
First of all, Will, what a great kid, what a great guy. Always would prepare the right way, but man, does he have a lot of juice. And he's been a lot of fun to watch over these last couple of years. You can really see him, you know, improving every year he gets out on that field. I think he's a legitimate number one receiver, and he definitely has the speed that you got to know where he's at all times, especially when you got a guy like Deshaun throwing him the football. There's been a lot of explosive plays, and, you know, I'm really happy to see him have success. I'm a big Will Fuller fan.
Yeah, and it's Will Fuller is staying healthy. I mean, knock on wood,
Why'd
right?
you say that?
I said knock on wood.
The hell is wrong with you? Good God, man.
What are you?
You're a sicko.
What?
Golly.
Can you not say that about a player?
Man.
Is that not allowed? Anywho, Will Fuller is staying healthy. He's staying healthy.
Stop.
He about to be out this game now.
If you can't say
Golly.
And give a guy a compliment for staying healthy,
man,
what can you do? Were you not supposed to say that?
Gosh.
Been 6 weeks.
Sicko,
for six
dude.
Weeks, he's been healthy.
Believe this guy, Figgy?
My man. Point is, now that he's staying healthy, you know, you realize, because something resonated there. LaFleur said, you know, Will Fuller's a number one receiver in this league, or whatever he said like that. And I'm like, yeah, I guess he is. I mean, if he's healthy, he is. Especially on this team with no DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
You look sick to your stomach.
I just can't believe you said that.
Well, he is.
I'm not superstitious, but damn.
Well, it seems like you are.
Will Fuller will likely be going against Jair Alexander, third-year cornerback for the Green Bay Packers. He shut down Calvin Ridley, didn't have a single catch.
Nothing.
Shut down Mike Evans, who's had one a touchdown catch, in every other game.
One catch, 10 yards.
One catch, and he is the cockiest dude on the field.
Yeah.
Here's a little taste of the cockiest guy in the NFL, Jair Alexander, who will be following around Will Fuller on Sunday. I got to say, I love this guy.
Jair, I'm looking for the origin story with your confidence. Where does this all trace back to?
It's not really, it's either it's in you or it's not kind of thing, you know. I've always felt that way since, like, pop one. So I was, like, seven.
Coach Gray told us yesterday that he had Daryl Green, the Hall of Famer, talk to you guys. Do you see any similarities in, you know, the way he played the game, if you ever saw any of him and yourself?
Oh, yeah. Daryl Green's super fast. He's been playing for a really long time, and that's, like, the goal, to play for a really long time. And just to be as good as or even better is just, you know, that's a milestone, you know, that I'm not falling nothing short of that.
What was his message to you guys?
He said a lot, you know. I'm gonna be honest. What I took from it was just being able to and had that confidence.
What should your defense look like when you're really playing at your top level?
What it should look like if we're playing at our top level, it should look dominant.
Hey, Jay, what do you recall from your year with Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a solid receiver.
Dean McGrady.
I look forward to playing him, though. Yeah.
Steve McGrady.
Played a pretty memorable game back in college against Deshaun, that Clemson-Louisville game. I think he picked him off a couple times. Just, did you know in your college years that Deshaun was going to be the type of NFL quarterback he's become?
Can't doubt anybody. Can't put anything past anybody nowadays. So I don't know, to be honest, but he's doing a good job now.
He does not want to give it up, does he? He doesn't want to give up that praise very much. I got to tell you, if you want to impress your friends at home, you're going to be watching the Texans, say, you know, I think that Jair Alexander is going to have a Pro Bowl year because he is. He's having an all-pro year so far, just shutting down everything in sight. And if he does the same with Will Fuller, a healthy Will Fuller, we'll see. You know, he's gonna earn a lot more accolades.
Other matchup that's going to be interesting, Bradley Roby falling around Davante Adams. After that, not a lot of big names in the Packers receiving corps. So we'll see 21 versus 17, Bradley Roby number 21 versus number 17, Davante Adams. And then number 15, Will Fuller versus number 23, our guy Alexander. 713-572-4610 to get in. You are getting killed.
I am getting
for
destroyed.
Will Fuller's health.
This is
assassinated.
This is,
and you deserve it. Don't say it again.
I do not deserve it.
Don't say it again.
All I said was Will Fuller is staying healthy. You should be able to say that about an NFL player. And Texans fans have just been beaten down so much. Like, son of a Lopez. What the hell are you doing? Quiet, OG. Somebody shut off his mic.
713-572-4610. We're going to give you a chance to sound off on John Lopez. We're going to have a little think tank, Friday edition. 713-572-4610. Start your statement with, I think that. Plus, we're going to win some money with Lee Sterling, and we're going to take a trip back to a famous car ride with Matthew McConaughey and a car ride that was not as enjoyable, through his own words. Lots to get to, such little time. Think Tank coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Presented by Carbox Hopadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, load it up. 713-572-4610.
Why are you piling on me? This is a happy Friday. It's a good Friday. I merely said something that anybody on air in any city should be able to say.
No.
They can say in Green Bay.
There's some things that are better left unsaid.
There's some host in Milwaukee right now saying, You know, thank goodness that Aaron Rodgers staying healthy, and nobody is batting an eye.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a history.
Well, okay. I should be able to say.
Boy, you got at least. There's
hundreds.
Hundreds of texts just pissed at you for saying what you said. You want to double down and say it again?
Will Fuller is staying healthy. That's a good thing.
You're doing this again?
Yes.
713-572-4610. It's a perfect time for a think tank.
We can't be punch drunk here. We can't be punchy, I should say.
Perfect time for a think tank.
Mm-hmm.
Also a perfect time to win some money. And before we win some money, though, betting can bring out the worst in all of us. Even the most laid-back guys in the world, when you make a bad bet, it can bring out the worst in you.
Oh, for sure.
Who would you say is the most laid-back celeb in the world?
Laid back.
Just laid back, cool. Think Austin.
Jack Nicholson? Oh, what's his name? Yeah, from Lincoln commercials.
Matthew McConaughey. Let's just talk about, as we load up the think tank, the tale of two car rides. Lee Sterling is going to help us win some money. He's, by the way, 10-3. He's on a 10-3 streak.
Yeah, he's on a big roll.
Here's the most laid-back car ride of all time, in my opinion, featuring the previously mentioned Matthew McConaughey from one of my favorite movies, Dazed and Confused.
All right, let's rock and roll. Hey, hop in, man.
Hey, man, who's car?
You know Wooderson?
Oh.
How's it going, man?
Hey. Pretty good. How's it going with you?
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I love that line.
Now, that's a laid-back car
ride. Now, that is a great line in a movie.
But gambling can bring out the worst in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
713-572-4610. We'll take some think tank calls, and then we're going to hear a true tale of a Matthew McConaughey car ride after a bet went wrong.
Was he in a Lincoln?
Maybe. 713-572-4610. Start your statement with, I think that. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that since Lopez handing out jinxes, I got a couple of my own. Like, the Texans would never trade away Merciless Watt or Eric Murray.
There you go.
And another thing, they should use this game as a showcase for trade bait.
I think they are.
Get rid of them.
I think they are.
I'm with you right there. Lopez, man, you're getting still slaughtered. You're on the think tank. Go.
All the line still sucks more than a $2.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Landry Locker should give us a complete segment explaining why John McClain hates him.
Oh, gosh. You're on the
That's
think
a
tank.
Great
go.
Point, Landry.
I think anyone saying a second rounder would suffice in a JJ trade is freaking insane. Anyone agreeing with this needs to ask yourself, what if King Bill made that deal? You'd say he's making another idiot, moronic deal similar to the D-Hop trade, and you'd be right. There has to be a first rounder in there or shut the front door.
I mean,
oh,
I would want a
front door. Good job, man. God, you guys are doing good editing
yourselves.
I would
want a first rounder, but what's the market command? Late first from a contender or a second?
I mean, Calais Campbell got a fifth.
Yeah.
It's five times Pro Bowler.
I'm not telling you what I want. I'm saying what the market commands.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think it's kind of weird that bananas aren't juicy. Just look at all the other fruit out there.
Dude.
Bananas.
Where's Matthew McConaughey when you need him? It's the only fruit that's not juicy.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think John McClain is washed up and you guys should get rid of that fat.
At least
people are just editing their cussing.
Yeah, but
you're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Texans are trash.
Smoker's golf right there. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Joe Brady should be the next head coach.
Joe Brady's an interesting case study. Yeah. This is a boy wonder who Ed Orgeron brought into LSU. He obviously maximized what Joe Burrow had going on. And then
he goes to Carolina, and Carolina's doing a good job without Christian McCaffrey. They won a couple ball games in a row. I don't know if he's ready to be a head coach in the NFL yet.
Yeah.
But somebody's going to make Joe Brady a head coach eventually. I just don't know if that's the right guy just yet.
I don't know either, but, you know,
I think you're almost going to have to jump on it earlier than you think, though.
I was just going to say that.
You're going to have to.
Age should not be the reason you don't.
So the R. Kelly age is just a number?
Age is just a number. If you think he's the guy, hire him. Don't say, yeah, but he's just, what is he, 28? 27? Something like that? He
might be in his 30s.
He might be in his 30s, but I thought he was in his 20s.
Not his late 30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
McVay was 31 when he got hired. But, I mean, this is an interesting cuss. 31 years old.
Okay.
31 years old. He's a ginger.
Yeah.
Got a little beard, too.
He's a big-time ginger.
He is. Yeah. Shout out to him. Yeah. We're going to take some more calls, 713-572-4610. But before we did, we just took a fun ride with Matthew McConaughey. Lee Sterling's going to try to win us some money. But this is what even the most laid-back guy, an experience he can have when he makes a bad bet. This was Matthew McConaughey on Pardon My Take, courtesy of Barstool, talking about the early to mid-90s, when he and his brother decided they were going to bet the house on the Buffalo Bills against the Dallas Cowboys.
It says that you bet on the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl?
Oh, shit. Fire, yes. You remember this?
What went into that? What intangibles did you crunch in your head?
You were just like,
they're due, right?
Yeah,
you were thinking,
due.
They can't lose again.
Yeah.
I mean, to the Charm, Jim Kelly, Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas, they got waxed last year. They made it back this year. The Cowboys, I mean, they're calling the Cowboys like this dynasty. And I mean, and the night before, my brother and I had rolled on the blackjack table. So our pockets were full, relatively speaking, for us, and we were gonna let it all hang out on this day. So the line was huge, so we load up on everything the Buffalo Billionaires you could. The Bills come out looking good. I think they were up, right?
Yeah.
And we're dancing buying doubles, man. Not just for us, but for the whole damn bar. Lock. Well, as you know, the second half the Cowboys came out and waxed them and covered. We get out and we're now catching a cab back to the Holiday Inn where we're staying. And this dirty, dusty-ass cab pulls up. And we get in the back. I'm looking out the back left window. My brother Pat's looking out the back right window, just kind of licking our wounds, man. And all of a sudden, we hear this voice. This guy goes, "Oh, you bet on the Bills, did you?" We look up, and it's this cabbie. Big bearded, kind of dirty. He's looking in the rearview mirror, and he goes, "Yeah, losers. Could have told you that. Anybody betting on the Bills against the Cowboys, you're a loser. The Cowboys were a lock." My brother Pat just goes, "Oh, yeah, motherfucker. If you fucking knew it, what are you doing driving a fucking cab?"
Yes, yes.
It was like, oh, man, it was such a moment. My brother was so hot. Well, after the fact, we all knew it.
Yes. 713-572-4610. It happens to all of us.
You ever seen his brother's TV show?
No. Funny?
No, his brother might have more money than him.
Really?
Rooster McConaughey. He's an investor in oil and gas out in West Texas.
Yeah, not a bad place.
Yeah, he's big time.
713-572-4610. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, it's Soto Eddie here, and I think that Lopez knows that I love him, but I really, 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 really hope you don't stub your pinky toe getting out of bed.
They're mad at you for bringing up Will Fuller's health.
I'm just doing my job.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Texans need to sign Lamar Miller off the Bears practice squad already and bench David Johnson.
Okay, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Although B.O.B. might have broken him. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
So I think B.O.B. sits at home every Sunday at 12 o'clock and call the plays as the game go on.
Wow. So Tim Kelly still has no comment mindset, huh? A little Nick Saban action. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Lopey.
Yeah.
I think you ought to meet me at the boat ramp at noon Sunday. Ain't nothing else to do.
Noon Sunday? No, I'm busy noon Sunday.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Maybe tomorrow.
All right. I wonder why Zach Greinke sounds just like Aaron Rodgers. This is crazy.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Good storytelling skills.
Yeah, it's a little bit similar.
All right, before we go to Lee Sterling, here's the last word. You're on the Think Tank. You got the last word on a Football Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is George the Trucker. Texans are going to beat the Green Bay Packheads, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
Hey! Oh. Now that is how you play the game.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's win
some
money now.
George the Trucker, don't be a stranger.
My guy, George.
Hit the horn, baby. That is a lost art right there. Mm-hmm. Lee Sterling has won 10 of his last 13. 3-1 last week. Mm-hmm. Lee's winning that money. Lee, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'll let you know if we keep this streak going.
I won't jinx it like I did Will Fuller.
No. We were texting over the weekend, John, so it's fun when you're winning, and I think it's great to have even more options with the Big Ten and the Mountain West joining the party, so more opportunities to make money.
One thing we talked about before we get into it is this is a really difficult year to gamble. I'm guessing COVID is the biggest reason why?
I got to put in more work. I wouldn't say it's more difficult. If you put in the work, I think it's just as easy. But you got to sift through everything, and you got to be ready, and you got to be, you know, you got to spot things. And most people, you know, they don't know the backups. They don't know, you know, how coaches react in certain situations. That's why people come to me, and that's why we've won 6 of the 7 weeks in the football and went 10-2 last week.
Nice.
Lee Sterling with us here, Paramount Sports. We're going to tell you, hey, you can get in the game. But let's start with some of these games, starting with the Texas Longhorns versus the Baylor Bears. Texas giving up 9.
Boy, two teams reeling. I mean, Baylor, they started practicing on Sunday. They would have had trouble fielding a team last week. Now, I thought their weakness was going to be their defense with only 3 returning starters, but that's – their defense is okay. It's their offense. I think something's wrong with Brewer. I think Brewer might have an arm injury that he's working through. Mm-hmm. Something's going on, and with a new coordinator, they're just not jiving. I'm going to say Sam Ellinger is going to be able to avenge last year's 24-10 loss. I like Texas here, even with their poor defense, 35-20.
All right, Big Ten action. Yep. Ohio State, big number, minus 26.5 versus Nebraska.
So Nebraska, you know, they wanted to play. Well, they get Ohio State with a Heisman potential quarterback here staring them right in the face. And last year, they beat him 48-7. It was a beatdown. The Cornhusker offensive line got manhandled. In fact, only one of the last 5 games has even been close. Special teams, Ohio State's special teams, punter, kicker, returners, and coverage units, much better. If you're going to lay big lumber, you got to have some short fields. I think Ohio State will have that. In Nebraska, they don't even know who's going to quarterback. They're starting Adrian Martinez, but I'm hearing Luke McCaffrey look better. Martinez might have the short hook here. And Justin Fields, if they're up 4 or 5 touchdowns, they're going to leave him in until 3 or 4 minutes to go in the game just so he can build those stats up. And J.K. Dobbins, people are talking about, you know, he's a big loss. Well, watch Oklahoma transfer Trey Sermon. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Ohio State 48-16.
I love Sermon, by the way. I almost felt bad for that kid transferring from Oklahoma and all their running backs getting hurt, and he almost had to sit out a season. I almost felt bad for that young man. Oklahoma State, they also have a pretty good running back by the name of Chuba Hubbard. They're giving 3.5 against Iowa State.
Yeah, so the deal here with Oklahoma State is they like to go long. Probably 6 or 7 times they'll run takeoff patterns, and I just think that right now you have a better coach in Matt Campbell than Mike Gundy. And on top of that, Oklahoma State's defense ranks 6th in the country, but they're designed for 3 and 4 wide receiver spread offenses of the Big 12. Iowa State, the most unique offense in the Big 12, they use a lot of 12 and 13 personnel. Well, what is that? 12 personnel is one running back and 2 tight ends. 13 personnel is 1 running back and 3 tight ends. And all 3 of their tight ends for Iowa State are 6'6 or 6'7. They'll be going against some small safeties that are 5'11 or smaller. I like Iowa State. Wrong team is favored, guys. Iowa State outright 30-27.
You know I love when you say that.
Let's go to the big boys. Let's go to the big boys.
We've got talk about a good game, man. Yep. Pittsburgh minus 1.5 versus Tennessee.
So if this game was played a couple weeks ago, I'd probably go with Pittsburgh. Timing is everything last week. Told everyone Tampa Bay was the right play, Green Bay 4-0, but it wasn't a must game. Now you got Tennessee, hey, off the Tuesday night game 10 days ago, incredible performance. You knew they were going to be flat. You knew they were going to be choppy last week. So I just think that they're going to be ready to go again. Pittsburgh, they played their A game last week against Cleveland. Now they got to face Tennessee with a healthy A.J. Brown. Jonnu Smith is emerging as a tight end force. And how good is Ryan Tannehill? 40 touchdowns and just 7 interceptions his last 15 regular season games. And I didn't even start with Derrick Henry. How do you beat Pittsburgh? You don't run east and west. You run north and south. You saw it last week, one of the best running backs, maybe the best running back in the NFL the last couple of years. He's going to run right over Pittsburgh without Bush at middle linebacker, who's out for the season. Tennessee stays unbeaten, 31-23.
All right, let's go to the Houston Texans taking on the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay just a 3.5-point favorite in this one. We saw Tennessee with the same line, around the same line, yep, last week. I don't know what to make of this, but it seems like one of those weird games where I'm assuming that most of the money is on Green Bay. Is that mm-hmm. the right decision, Lee?
Free money. So I think that Houston is going to have to play their best game of the year to cover or win this game. Watson can put up points, but he's got a defense on his team that the secondary among the slowest in the NFL. They're thin at linebacker, down McKinney. Their run defense, worst in the league. Green Bay is balanced. I mean, their running game is scary good. Even with a performance last week where Rodgers had those interceptions, I think he's played extremely well. And then on top of that, they're 8-3 straight up, 7-4 against the spread on the road in regular season games under LaFleur. And Houston 0-6 the past 6 times when taking points. Give me Green Bay. Like I said, easy money, 38-24.
Free money. How about that? All right. Money. So this is where people can get in. Dallas and Washington, old rivalry, even though they're not real good this year.
No, but someone's got to win the game, and we've got it. I've got the intel. You want to get Dallas-Washington? Just call 800-400-9741. First 5 callers get it for free. Last week we had 7 games, $77, went 7-0. We've got 9 in the NFL and college football this weekend, just $97. It's an instant download. You want to hop on board, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741.
Lee, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week. Hopefully you stay hot, man.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right,
have
man.
A great weekend. Stay.
Man, you said free money, man. Free money.
It's a safe bet. I mean, it's a good bet.
I think the Texans are going to win.
All right.
Starting to talk myself into it.
All right, you pick it.
Starting to talk myself into
okay.
it.
Okay.
Know if I'm going to call the man about it, though. Let's go around the NFL Week 7. We know the Texans are taking on the Pack, but there's a lot of games that impact the Houston Texans. A lot of stuff being said. A lot of tales being told around the league. Week 7 next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.